Jody, Jody, shaking like a loaded gun.
This is Mary Jane.
And Tiffany the Lass.
We're from PiratePods.com at the Hard Rock in La Jolla with Mink.
Hey, I'm Nick and I play lead guitar.
Hi, I'm Grant and I play bass guitar.
Hi there, I'm Neil, I sing in Mink.
Hi there, I'm Stella, I play the drums.
So I guess the first thing I want to know is how Mink got together, because three of you are from Australia and Neil is from New York, right?
Yeah.
And so how did this form?
Online dating website, singles.com.
Singlemusicians.com. Single musicians looking for love.
Yeah.
And we found it with each other, so we're very lucky.
Stella actually liked horseback riding, and I did as well, as did Grant and Nick, so we ride together a lot.
Naked horseback riding.
Holding hands.
Except for our next video. Keep your eyes peeled for that little baby.
We actually need to audition 100 naked people to ride with us, so if you're out there listening, get ready.
Take your clothes off and send in some audition tapes.
You're going to send a new picture.
MySpace.com/mink. Send all entries. Care of nude horseback riding competition.
You guys have fun with those emails.
Yes.
True.
And the nudity, huh, Mary Jane? Because when we saw you at the satellite party, we remembered an invitation to everybody.
I know. I distinctly remember that you were on stage saying, I want to go skinny dipping because we're by the coast. And we're by the coast, so actually one of my questions was, would you fancy a skinny dip?
Oh, my God. You were at that show.
Yeah.
San Diego?
That was our last show.
When Neil came out in his underwear?
That was our last show. That was a great show.
Oh, it was so much fun.
Oh, my God. I didn't even go out to the beach to see if anyone took me up on the offer. But I would love, if you guys would like to go skinny dipping, I would gladly join you tonight.
Me too.
All right.
I'm actually
nude right now.
Yeah.
Right now.
He is. It's pretty great.
Neck deep in water.
My own water.
And they call it the Hard Rock Cafe for nothing.
So how was touring with the satellite party?
Amazing. It was a
life-changing experience.
Life-changing experience indeed, and just a lot of fun. Perry's a hero of all of ours, and we became really good friends with everyone in the band, and it was just a lot of fun and a big learning experience, I think, for all of us as well.
A real rock and roll experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you could tell by that San Diego show that we were all having fun, you know, between like getting semi-naked on stage together and, you know, just kind of goofing off and having fun. It was really a great tour.
A lot of inter-band bonding on that tour. It was very special.
The last show that you would have seen was laden with pranks.
Like,
members of the band, were their legs were taped and they were dragged across the stage.
It's a tradition for tours for the at the last show of any tour, the bands prank each other. And some of the crew gaff taped my knees together while on stage. And
stole my cymbal.
Neil stole your cymbal?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
Frankie, the guitar tech for Satellite Party, came on stage and in the middle of a song just took one of my cymbals off my drum kit and walked it off stage.
Neil went on stage during Perry's set and in underwear. Just underwear.
And top hat, I think.
Danced. And our guitar player, one of our guitar players at the time, Lewis,
wearing a bra.
And
Etty's bra.
Oranges?
Inserted in Perry's wife's bra. Yeah.
Strategically placed within the bra. It was
sexy.
Special moment for everyone involved. Yes. But yeah, that was it. We just saw Perry actually at South by Southwest. It was good to catch up.
So how'd they tape your knees up? Did they tackle you down or?
No, I was playing a song at the time and they just came on and like,
ambushed.
So I'm like,
what are you going to do?
No.
You didn't see that?
Ambush. No.
One of the greatest things about that show was at the end of the night, both bands got to play Summertime Rolls and Jane Says and
Stop.
Together.
There were like 11 people on stage playing three songs.
Playing
it was mayhem.
Songs, it was amazing.
Yeah. That was unreal. Glad you saw the show.
Thanks, yeah. Perry.
Well, I don't want to dwell on Perry too much, but he's such like a pivotal figure in rock music. Did you guys get any advice from him or learn anything while you guys were touring with him that would help you out career-wise, something that sticks out?
It just rubbed off on us, I think, naturally, just being around him and just the way that he carries himself and the way that how professional he is. And he still likes to have fun, you know? Mm-hmm. He's not all business.
And he's a great entertainer.
Great performer. That was one of the main things, was being able to sit side of stage and watch what they did every night. It was amazing.
Perry just is himself, and he doesn't try to be anyone else. And that's a lesson I learned, was to, like, just be yourself and let your abilities, don't try and be someone you're not, and just be yourself and just let your talent, flow.
And he really, sorry to cut you off, he really connected with the people who were there to see him. It was a real, big lesson for me, showing that appreciation on stage for everyone who came out.
How did you guys get picked to tour with them?
Essentially South by Southwest, right?
We barged our way backstage at South by Southwest last year, and we had I had a mutual friend in his band at the time, and we all got back, and we met, and we hung out, and we kind of chased that tour down. I was really keen to get on that tour, and because we're big fans, and it just sort of happened from that. And literally the first show of that tour was, the first thing we did on that tour was play with Perry on a table in at Lollapalooza, yeah.
Playing Mountain Song
with the two bands together. It was
crazy.
Kind of a surreal moment.
Yeah.
But it was great. And like I said, we've all become friends from that tour, so it's great.
And how long have you guys been together, Mink?
Just over a year and a half, I guess. Coming up to two years. Over a year and a half, yeah.
And what's it like being like a rock band right now on tour?
We're having a great time, yeah.
It's great. It's driving around the United States in a van, it's great.
Soul searching.
One thing I will say about being in a rock and roll and a rock band, or any band for that matter, nowadays, as opposed to say 10 years ago or even maybe 5 years ago, is that I notice I spend a lot more time online, which in some ways is really good and in some ways challenging and maybe not as good, because in one respect it's great that I can actually sit online and reach out to people and connect with people in other parts of the world. But that can kind of actually get a little bit
tedious.
Not so much tedious, but it can sort of take over maybe I've let it take over at times, but that's the difference I'm finding. And that's one thing about being in a band these days, is that the internet's really defines a lot of who you are as a band, as opposed to just sitting around playing music.
Yeah. There's different tools, whereas before there was radio and video clips and things like that. They were like the primary sources of advertisement for a band. Now you can do it all yourself, pretty much, like the band, not just the advertising company or the record company or whatever. It's like it's more personalized, I suppose,
That's a big difference, and that's a good thing. I think that's a great thing. We spend a lot of our time making videos, and
they're funny too.
Thank you.
Watched them.
Thank you. Thank you. And it's for us, it's like, it's great because it's another creative outlet, and it's a way for us to connect with each other creatively, and also to put something out there that's not the same as every other band, and we have control over it. There's no one telling us what to do and how to do it. It's actually, we just do it.
And also like Grant and Stella did a bulk of pretty much all the work for our last video, Get It Right, which is just came out. And that's cool, having that freedom to do it as a band rather than hiring some big shot from who knows where to come in and just make up a story,
A stereo Sunday, New York at morning, takes in a drag. Blows it out. Let's get it right. We'll get it right.
directed the last two clips. Our new single, Get It Right, is about to come out, and the video's not really out yet, but we're going to try and launch that soon online. And we directed, wrote, directed, produced, and starred, well, performed in the last two, and yeah, controlled the whole thing, basically. And I mean, the Dematerialized one was done on no budget.
High class. Mary Jane is in a white dress. She wears a date like a bracelet to complete the look. Fall down drunk, throwing a tantrum in a restaurant, and treating people like they're cheap trash. It ain't never gonna change. Artists in a high rise, singing about the hard life. The millionaires laugh, 'cause they ain't left no tip. They dematerialize. Money will change ya.
As a result, I think it's come out, better, but more personalized, or more closer to who we are than whether someone else coming in and telling us this is the idea I want you guys to do.
Well, is there an aspect of being in a rock band that you guys have found is completely overrated?
I don't know. I guess I've never had a concept of what to expect on a tour, or like a big tour, you know. I've never had high expectations or low expectations, so I've never been disappointed about the lack of, you know. Thank you. Sorry, we're just getting out.
It's
right,
all right
now, we're about to eat some dinner, so. I guess it depends how you approach music. If you, as a child, you know, you thought, oh, I want to be a rock star because I want to, you know, especially guys, I want to hang out with hot babes and sleep around and tour and be, you know, be a rock star, basically, in the cliched sense of the word.
Any more cocktails?
We're good, thank you.
Okay.
Cheers. See how nice they are?
Yeah.
So I guess it depends on your personal expectations of music, you know. I think there's definitely moments where it's unglamorous, you know, but some of those unglamorous moments are really beautiful too.
And, well, you bring up your reasons for being in a rock band, and mm-hmm. you're in a female in a male-dominated profession. An awesome drummer. We got to see you. We saw you warming up last year and everything. And so how did you get involved in music?
Well, my parents are both musicians. They both were professional musicians in Europe. And I guess it just rubbed off on me. They didn't particularly push me towards music. And in fact, when I decided to do it, you know, as a living, they were kind of cautious and wary, but very supportive. And so I guess from a bass, but as a bass element, I think it was just the way I was, you know, brought up. I didn't really have another choice.
So how long have you been playing the drums?
I've been playing the drums for almost 10 years, I suppose.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I love it. I love every second of it. Even now, eating salad as a drummer is so much sweeter.
Okay, well, we've got a fan question from Paul, who wanted to know, if you guys weren't in Mink, what would you be doing?
Playing music in another band, probably. Still playing music. I'm a musician. I would play music whether I'm in Mink or not.
I'd be in the circus.
Milkman.
Ooh. I'm gonna go along the same line and say Naked Horseback Rider. Just because it's what brings us together. You know? I want to fly the flag. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Actually, I might add, while we're on Stella's possible other professions. You can't, obviously we're on audio interview here, but Neil and I both have cut our hair very recently. Well, we didn't, but Stella did. Out of the blue.
Have a good show, guys.
Thank you.
Really enjoy it. Have fun.
Thank you so much.
You're
welcome.
Have a good night.
Say hi to PirateParts.com.
Hello, PirateParts.com.
Sorry. Out of the blue, out of nowhere, Stella reveals this hidden talent of hairdressing.
I don't know if it's a talent, more of a perversion, perhaps. I love it. I would get off on it. Especially cutting Grant's hair, because I already had that experience from cutting Neil's hair.
I was more like the guinea pig.
The prototype. Grant was the beautiful, pretty painting.
But looks really nice, both of your hair.
Thank you.
We have another question from Paul, and he wanted to know...
Paul, nice to meet you.
He wanted to know if you could tour with any other band, living or dead, besides Satellite Party, who would you choose?
Good question, Paul.
Maybe, I don't know, like Smashing Pumpkins, maybe?
That'd be cool.
I'm going to say Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention. They're kind of dead.
I saw a great band at South by Southwest. NERD, I would love to go on tour with them. That was an amazing experience. They were great.
Yeah. So you guys were just at South by Southwest?
We did a bunch of showcases there. It was amazing and saw a bunch of really good bands. And it was great this year, really good. We were there last year, obviously, as well. And this year was a lot better. Yeah, it's a great week.
How many people are there?
That's a crazy question.
I think it was like 1,800 bands.
Whoa. Yeah.
No, I think it's more.
Probably. That's probably official. There are so many bands that come there unofficially and play showcases, you know, with other bands or do private parties and things like that. I'm going to say, well, I don't know if anyone's listening has been to Austin, but... basically, everyone who's there can probably fill about four or five blocks of Austin entirely. Mm. You know, I don't know. I'm gonna say like 50,000, 60,000 people. I don't know. It's hard to say because they're kind of scattered around. Mm-hmm. You know, but it's massive. It's a massive festival.
It's an amazing conference. I love it. Yeah, it's really good. We met Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top. Actually, there's a band I want to tour with, ZZ Top.
My band as well, Flaming Lips.
Yeah.
Marty Coast and the Lovehammers.
Rocky Erickson.
Elvis Presley.
He's an Austinite.
Radiohead. Jimi Hendrix. Led Zeppelin. Cream. The Doors. Deep Purple.
Every single rock band from the 1970s. One big tour with Mink headlining.
Yeah. Hey, we toured with Kiss, though. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where was that at?
I think it's Wisconsin, the Sault Ste. Marie.
Huge tour, two shows.
Yeah.
Grueling. Massive, grueling. It's taxing.
I was so exhausted, I needed a month off.
Yeah. We actually took a year off
so
after
grueling.
That.
Paul Stanley had a heart attack. Last show.
That's true.
That's
true.
Show.
No shit. No, for real, he did. They did the show without him. They did
nice
the next
guy.
Show without him. Wow. Believe it or not. Pretty amazing.
The life of rock stars.
Really nice guy.
Well, is there a specific lyric or piece of music in your archive that really stands out as being particularly meaningful?
Get it right?
In our archive? In Mink's archive?
We have never been asked that question before. I'm going to say Nick wrote a song called Wish I Was There, and we play it. It's now our first song in the set lately. We've been playing that.
I saw you smile at me from your car. You said we'd go to somewhere that's quiet. Well, we can be alone. I should have took your hand and traveled to the other side, right down to where the door to your secrets opened up tonight.
I guess the sentiment of that song rings true for myself, and I imagine probably the three Australians in the band as well, because we're away from where we came from, and you know, sometimes we miss people. Even when we're on tour, we miss people in America and, you know, in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So that's for me, that's a pretty strong one.
I remember you guys played a song about like American writers or something.
American Office?
Yeah, and I heard it on one of your self-made videos. Mm-hmm. But it's not on your album.
It's actually on the Japanese
album?
Release.
Oh, I missed that one. So what's that called?
American Authors.
American.
American authors, I think the sentiment is rawness and kind of aggressiveness, and I think that it's a good symbol of our live show. It's, you know, jumping around and having sweaty fun.
Well, I was browsing your website today, and you guys had a picture up of a keyboard that's missing a key. And so I was just wondering what key will never be played again.
Ooh. Key will never be played.
You'll never hear a B sharp in our music, ever. Or you never hear a C flat, ever.
You'll never hear Howard's note, which to anyone who's seen Mighty Boosh would understand. Howard's note is somewhere between B and C.
Well, if you've ever seen The Simpsons, you've ever seen Homer in the B sharps?
I don't think so.
If you started music, you'll understand it.
Is it me playing a keyboard? Yes, I know that keyboard very well.
I was going to say, I wasn't like making things up today.
That note actually hasn't been invented yet. That's why it's not there.
Neil is somewhat of an innovator.
See, I play instruments that have notes that don't even exist yet.
And specialty.
Neil doesn't even exist yet.
As I develop them, then the notes form.
And you develop yourself as a person.
And I develop myself.
Well, at the end of interviews, I always ask my musicians the same three questions. And the first one is, do you guys have any slang terms that you overuse?
We have
a whole catalog full.
A book full. We could write an instructional book on overused mink quotes. What's one of the latest ones that we can reveal?
Cougar.
Cougar.
That's not really mink specific.
No, that was today.
Though.
That was today.
But there's some specific.
Oh, if we, for example, if the GPS starts taking us astray somewhere, we just gets lost and, you know, and we're in the middle of the desert somewhere and it's not telling us where to go, we usually just say we've been GPS'd. So anytime we get, like, rooted by something, I mind the term rooted, we just put ED on the end of it. I guess that's...
So if Stella drives us down the wrong street, we've been Stella.
Majorly Stella, yeah.
Blue in the face.
Yes, we have.
That's a new one.
Sometimes when you're kind of like you're touring and you tend to fatigue starts to set in a little sometimes, and we kind of like change the duties up. Like we sort of have vaguely roster sort of duties, and some of the filmmaking duties sometimes when you have to like make a video for MySpace. Neil usually go. Media duties! So media duties is one that I personally am very fond of.
Can we get Neil to say it?
Yeah.
And that sometimes turns into other duties, as in... Bro, media duties!
That's so dorky.
This right now could be called...
Yeah. A duty, but it's so much fun that it's not a duty.
This isn't a duty.
Not a duty.
It's a pleasure.
It's a media privilege.
Yeah, see, this media duty is a media privilege.
All right, well, what's everyone's drink of choice?
Orange and cranberry juice.
Jack and Coke.
Wild berry smoothie.
Frangelico and lime.
Yeah, what about
pretty
you
straight.
Girls?
Yeah, what about you guys?
I'm pretty easy, just beer in general.
Okay. Yeah, I like champagne, Long Island iced teas.
Ooh,
fancy.
Iced tea.
Whoa.
Fancy pants.
Actually, I'm quite fond of a Long Island iced tea myself sometimes.
Yeah, that one got me into trouble.
Oh, actually, last year on tour with Satellite, but that was the drink of choice was definitely Jager Bombs. Oh, I had two Jager Bombs last night too.
Sake bombs.
I don't want to brag, but I rock the sake bomb.
Oh, all right.
Which we're editing that. So my last question is, how do you guys feel about eyeliner?
Well, when a guy wears it, it's actually guyliner. And I'm really fond of it.
Very
not on me myself though, but Neil. Actually, I saw a photo online the other day, and I totally forgot, and it's of me and Neil both wearing guyliner.
When?
In Denver. Last year. And it looks really bad. Really bad. And there's also nail polish as well.
Nail polish
and guyliner.
Very good.
I'm so in love with you right now.
It's
amazing.
I have a friend in LA that rocks the guyliner.
Yeah.
Alex Karapetis.
Very well.
Hi, Alex.
He looks hot.
He rocks it.
I love eyeliner, but it's not as interesting when I say I love eyeliner. I'd rather the guys say I love eyeliner and male polish, guyliner.
And then the last thing, since we're pirate pods, would you mind giving us a pirate R or a pirate joke of some sort?
Oh, of course. Ready?
Arr! Pirate!
Jody Rock Guys.
Thank you.